Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, why the West doesn't make a fuss about democracy in East Africa. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni won re-election last week in controversial fashion. Votes were bought, social media was blocked, the opposition leader was arrested.
I, Yoweri Museveni, swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the Republic of Uganda.
Yet the election didn't get much coverage. Few international newspapers and media outlets had sent journalists to Kampala. Nor was there much reaction from Western governments. John Kerry expressed his concerns in a phone call to Museveni. The EU's observer mission had a few quibbles. That was pretty much it. Moscow, this won't surprise you to learn, hailed the successful general elections in the friendly Uganda. Museveni, in power for 30 years, will carry on as before.
We're right on the outskirts of Kampala. There's a huge military and police presence. It seems the government has had enough of the opposition's demonstration today.
Yes, 30 years. This is the man who was once feted as part of the African Renaissance, a group of leaders including Rwanda's Paul Kagame, Ethiopia's Meles Zenawi and Eritrea's Isaias Afwerki, who are supposed to represent a new generation of African leader, democratic, uncorrupt and devoted to ending poverty. When Museveni came to power, he talked about the pathetic spectacle of presidents from poor countries buying themselves expensive planes. It won't surprise you to know that Museveni has since bought himself an expensive plane. Of those four leaders, the only one not in power now is Meles in Ethiopia. And that's because he died not long after winning another election with 99% of the vote. A result, incidentally, his successor, from the same party of course, matched last year. And yet Rwanda, Ethiopia and Uganda remain strong allies of the West. Eritrea is another matter and the subject of another explainer in a little while. The reason for the West support is twofold. Firstly, aid. All three, but particularly Rwanda and Ethiopia, are aid darlings. The West spends huge amounts of money there. Over the last 10 years, some $12 billion has been spent in Ethiopia alone. And from a distance, it's perhaps worked. Poverty levels have fallen. What Britain and the US don't like to talk about is the way that money has been used by the Ethiopian government to drive people from their homes in opposition areas. The second reason is terrorism. Ugandan troops are currently stationed in Somalia, fighting Al-Shabaab and helping to prop up the Western-backed government. Any Western criticism of Museveni would lead to him threatening to withdraw from Somalia. Democracy is not the West's priority. Poverty alleviation and combating terrorism are considered more important. So that means the Ethiopian government can get away with fake elections because it's seen as a reliable partner against poverty, and it means that the Ugandan government can get away with fake elections because it's seen as a reliable partner against terrorism. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.